Hey everybody, Shane here with the Rock Paper Podcast. This week's episode is sponsored by Allison Barth Agency with Farmers Insurance. She works with all lines of insurance, whether it's home, auto, life, or business. Give her a call at 636-288-4672. She'll get you a quote. It's fast, easy, and painless. See what she can save you some money and make sure you're properly insured. Again, it's 288-4672. Allison Barth Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Oh yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast, episode 23. My name is Chris Bemeter.
I'm Shane Presley.
Find us on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes. I was looking at the iTunes list today of like what's hot, and I saw our podcast on there with like the 800 million other podcasts on there. I'm like, hey, look, that's us. We're almost cool. Almost
in the top 800? Yeah. Really?
In like the top 800 million, I think. Yeah. So we broke top 1 billion, so I was pretty stoked.
It's a milestone.
It's a milestone. It was cool. So we are here at a Steak and Shake, very delicious place, and we are welcomed by Matt Black, who is holding a Halloween. That's H-A-L-L-O-W-I-N. Halloween Trivia Night fundraiser, November 1st at the New Belly Sports and Recreation, 5:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Again, that's November 1st. Matt, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the trivia night. Kind of what's going on here.
I guess 3 or 4 months ago now, some friends and ours were at a baby shower for a mutual friend, and Jamie Vaughn and Courtney Wooker, two of our really good friends, were there. On the ride home, Jamie said to us, you know, I don't think there's any way for us to do this without letting you know about it. So I wanted to let you know we're going to throw a trivia night in honor for your medical costs, because something we had been talking about was my history of cancer and treatment costs and things like that. And for a long period of time, during that time, I didn't have any insurance. And so medical costs for cancer treatment can be extremely expensive.
Right.
And to get us down the road to, you know, having children, things like that, because of the cancer, it was testicular cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't naturally have children anymore. I don't know what rating your podcast is to get into details. But so, you know, a goal for us later down the road is to have kids, and not only the medical costs from the cancer treatment, but any future costs for in vitro fertilization or IVF are just going to be through the roof. And
yeah.
Jamie and Courtney know this and, you know, wanted to do something to help and were extremely gracious enough to have this idea to hold a trivia night. We're huge fans of trivia nights. We've gone to them probably, I don't know, once a month, every 2 months for probably the last 5, 6, 7 years, maybe, pretty much as long as me and Nicole have been together. We're married in 2009, dated for a few years before that. So the first trivia night we ever went to, we won $500 and been going back ever since and never won that much money again either. But
are you like me where you could, like, you know, just all sorts of different non-important stuff, but when it comes to important stuff, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what outfit did Zach Morris wear in the 1990s? And you're like, oh, the striped shirt with the rolled up. You're just stupid stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. But if somebody asked me to, I don't know, solve a long division problem, I probably couldn't
divide
my way out of a paper.
How do you need to know that? Stuff about like the.
But Zach Morris is
out. Zach Morris is kind of important. You never know. Because I think you earn a higher level of respect when somebody's like, God, do you guys remember that thing? And you're like, oh, yeah, it's this. And like, hail that, that man is the king.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I just want to make sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
It's just no stupid
far.
Stuff that not I, important. See,
I've been going to this one a couple years in a row. The Wentzville School District does for scholarship stuff, and I participate, and I feel like I have a lot of useless knowledge for trivia night. But it's like every time I go to these, like, they don't ever hit my wheelhouse, and I'm like,
you need to give them like a list. It's like, if you guys could just talk about these five things, I'd really.
There's always like
it.
Weird like world history stuff or whatever, and it's like. Nope, nobody knows this stuff. What are you doing? Like, you know.
That's why for any listeners that are also interested in trivia, have you guys ever been to trivianights.net, at least for the St. Louis area? It's a listing of pretty much every trivia night in the St. Louis area for probably the next 6 months or so. We're on there for this trivia night coming up November 1st. But I do a Control-F find for movies, music, or TV, and those are the ones that we go to. Because anything with like history and stuff, not really into. But
That's what I need is just music, movies, and pop culture. And
that is exactly what our trivia night's going to be on November 1st.
I've never been to a trivia night, I have to confess. Ever. And they
it's a lot of fun.
They seem like they'd be amazing and just a blast. I'm like a hermit that doesn't leave the house.
I know about one on November 1st if you want to go.
Really?
Yeah.
We should get them on the podcast and talk about it. Man, I wish that would happen.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle wasn't coming on next week. One day we could talk to him. So let's also talk, because we were before we started recording, talk about the Was it FundMe?
GoFundMe.
Okay. There's so many different ones now. It's kind of crazy. But kind of how that worked too, because
that was the first step Jamie and Courtney took, is they found some pictures of us, you know, me and Nicole, my wife, on Facebook, put together this video kind of telling our story. And if anybody's unfamiliar with GoFundMe, it's basically a Kickstarter for fundraisers and non-for-profit causes and things like that. Mm-hmm. They wanted to try and raise some money just to get the trivia night off the ground. So, like, money to reserve the venue, money for, you know, the kind of ancillary stuff, you know, raffle tickets for the raffles that we're going to be having, things like that. They were able to raise like $1,000, I think, in a week or 2 weeks or something like that to get that off the ground. And it's been amazing. It's still up there. I think if you search for Matt and Nicole Black, you can see the video. And it's, I think it's on YouTube maybe as well. But that was an extraordinary experience.
That's got to be really just moving too. To kind of I mean, with anything, you know, it's not like you're, hey, fund my computer game. You know, it's something a little more meaningful. You know? That's got to feel really good.
Yeah, it did, and it takes a lot of, at least for me, a lot of time to kind of come back, because I personally hate asking for help and don't like, you know, putting my hand out or anything. Luckily for me, Jamie and Courtney were kind of the ones that put their hand out, so I didn't really have to. But that was kind of a struggle too.
Yeah,
I went through totally different situation, but similar thing where we lost our dog who in the spring. Had to put him down. He had cancer in his stomach, but I knew he was sick, and I took him out, and like I went to all these different went to my regular vet, and then they did some testing stuff, and they were like, you should go to a specialist. And then I went to that, and then, like, anyway, we ended up racking up, like, I think $1,400 vet bill in, like, a couple of days. And then just to find out, we had to put him down, which was the real frustrating part.
Sure.
Like, you know, you're looking for answers, and then all you find is that you got to say goodbye. Yeah. And so that was really tough. And same thing, like you said, I can't ask for help. Like, I'm too stubborn. And but Stacy set up a GoFundMe for us.
Really?
And we were just blown away by the support of our friends, and I think we raised the amount of money. Like I put all the money on my credit card at first, and then we raised like almost the exact amount, and I made that payment off, and like it really helped, especially with us getting married this year. Like it wasn't another financial hurdle to. So We raised like whatever $1,400 in like 2 days, and I was like,
wow,
it was unreal. And like just the amount of love and support, like it really touched me. And so we were very gracious of that. And you know, like I said yourself, it's nice to see other people come through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The old humanity. It's nice to have faith in them once again, you know? That's all. So, if you don't mind me, how are things going on your end of, like, recovering things?
Great.
I've
been cancer-free, I guess, for 2 years now.
Oh, that's awesome.
The process itself, the first time I had radiation treatment and it stabilized, like the cancer wasn't growing, and so there was, I think, about a year that things were going pretty well. And then, you know, after the treatment, there's like routine checkups and things where you go in, check your levels, stuff, and they found out that it came back, and that's when the chemotherapy started.
Yeah.
And that lasted, I think, about four or five months. And at that point in time, they more definitively said, cancer's gone, totally cancer-free. And things have been pretty great since then. Mm-hmm. Still going to the appointments and things like that.
Yeah.
Have had insurance now for a few years. But it's still, you know, history kind of catches up.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, geez, you can go in for just something minor, and it's like, okay, it's $3,000 bill or something.
Sure.
It blows your mind how... like you, just, I would love to just be like, okay, show me exactly how much or what's going to wear, because like some of the prices or some of the fees and stuff that just come around where it's like, okay, here's a $300,000 bill or whatever.
Sure.
It could be just mind blowing. And
yeah, there was a few things like that, that talking about getting off in tangents and stuff. There's one of the reasons we knew the cancer had come back is because I had developed a blood clot in my leg. Mm-hmm. And so they had to prescribe blood thinners, and I was on two at the time. One was called warfarin, which is just a pill, and that's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one was called Lovenox, and that's a shot. Yeah. That the shot itself, I forget exactly how much it cost. It was like $300 or $600. And at that point, I did have insurance, and that was the cost with insurance.
Wow.
And
jeez.
You know, that had to come out of pocket, and so we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So the way they got it to work around it is I would go to the hospital to have the shots administered, and so then not only are the shots on the bill, but also the hospital time and whatever the doctors are doing to administer it. And so that's kind of the part of the reason why it's gotten so expensive. It's not just the cost of the treatment itself, but all the services and things like that. Luckily, I only had to do that like 2 weeks, I think. So
yeah.
There was only a couple shots, but still, it's
yeah, it adds
yeah.
up for sure. Well, it's great to hear that you're 2 years, you know,
yeah.
cancer free. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And this is not to put a joke on chemo or anything, but swear to God, at work the other night, we were talking about White Castle, and this guy I work with, who I guess has gone through chemo, I don't remember what it was for, but he said, "I want you to know that I had a crave case one night, and that was the next day was worse than chemo." And I just laughed. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? But it was just, I don't know, blew my mind. But
yeah, I think people, I forget, I don't remember if it was a movie or a TV show. Oh, it might have been, I don't know if you guys ever watched it, The Jeselnik Offensive, Anthony Jeselnik,
oh, yeah.
the comic.
Yeah.
It was a fairly short-lived TV show from what I remember, but he's like all about, what's the word, shocking, I guess.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
He likes to push the boundaries.
Push the envelope and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
And one of his episodes, he went to like a chemotherapy treatment center. It was doing cancer jokes, and the whole crowd was laughing. Like the people that seem to be most uncomfortable with cancer jokes and chemo jokes and stuff like that are people that have never had cancer.
Right.
That the people in the treatment center typically want to do anything but think about
sure.
their cancer, or at least be depressed
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's I think you got to have a sense of humor about it. Like, I mean, you know. But there's no reason, you know, I know it's very sad, but in the same sense, like, there's no sense in being just down all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you
it's already depressing
right,
enough.
Yeah,
some jokes
like,
are.
Yeah, so
good.
Sure, yeah.
Laughter's the best medicine, right?
Right.
That's it.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, there you go. So at the trivia night, is it you get to wear costumes and stuff? Is it dressed
yeah,
up?
Costumes are encouraged. We're going to be wearing costumes. I can't reveal what we're going to be yet because we don't know what we're going to be yet.
Oh.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot of Halloween themed stuff. So there's
yeah.
at least one round of horror movie questions. There may or may not be a round of Halloween-centric questions.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said before, everything's movie, music, TV, stuff like that,
pop culture,
culture basically.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of Halloween decorations. I think we're going to have Halloween-centered like drinks and things like that. So it'll be
nice.
A good Halloween bash. Plus the I guess, kind of party afterwards. The reason it's so long, you know, most trivia nights are like maybe 3 or 4 hours. We're going like...
Yeah.
5 or 6 hours. It's just going to be kind of a Halloween party with music and hopefully some more drinks and things like that.
Yeah.
So it should
yeah.
be a good time.
I think Halloween, outside of Christmas, is like the best holiday.
Yeah.
To celebrate and
I go back and forth.
Just go on. Yeah, I mean,
it's, preferring Halloween or Christmas.
I think Christmas has the music side, but
sure.
Halloween, like, there's just something awesome about the like 15 night, like AMC is doing a Halloween like marathon where they're gonna have all sorts of the Halloween movies from
yeah.
the 17th. And I just started watching. I watched The Walking Dead premiere. Do you watch that at all?
I watched the first season and a couple episodes in the second season. Just couldn't get.
See,
get
I
through
didn't
it.
Watch. I watched the first episode of the first season. Haven't watched any, and I watched a YouTube video of like catch up on the next four. And the dude, there's like a 4 minute video, and the guy's talking like 100 miles per hour. I'm like, okay, I think I got enough of this. And I watched like the season premiere, and it was pretty cool. But I think like, you know, not a huge zombie fan just because it's. Overdone.
I think yeah, I think they are definitely overdone. I heard season three really sucked too.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I think a lot in that video he was like, you don't need to worry about this, and this is pointless, and don't worry about it. But I don't know. I enjoy Halloween, and unfortunately I gotta work. I can't go dress up this year. But my wife's taking my son. He's gonna be Woody.
I gotta think Thanksgiving's my favorite, just solely on the food, the pie, and the fact that I can just sit and watch football and stuff my face all day. That's a good holiday.
See, I'm really like lazy on not lazy like in the sense of eating Thanksgiving. I'm like, I'll eat like some food and then like I'm stuffed and then I don't ever eat anymore. So like I eat as like a normal day and I feel like I don't fully celebrate Thanksgiving.
Well, see, like I remember as a kid, like and it's kind of in my family, it's kind of gotten away from a little bit of it. But like growing up, we went to my grandmother's. On my dad's side in the morning,
gotcha.
And then we went to my grandmother's and my mom's side in the evening, and then like so I like at least got two
full meals
yeah like and then like you know and you want to like eat everything at one, but you didn't want to like overdo it to where you were too full to eat at the other. Like,
it's
you
a
knew,
strategy yeah,
yeah so because I mean either way I knew I was going to get a plate of mashed potatoes at the other place too. Like
mashed potatoes are freaking delicious. That's true.
But yeah, like you know, it was because I was anyway. Thanksgiving's changed a little bit around my house, but
a little different.
We still eat two or three meals, and like it's or at least go to their houses and try their pie. So,
you know what else too? I think why I'm not as big a fan of Thanksgiving is because I knew because I worked retail forever, and I knew the
next
day I had to be working like 3 in the morning, and was like. Sucks.
I used to
be my first year in forever. I don't have to do it.
I used to work at Gordman's part time, and they started their Christmas music like July, I think. And
December 26th.
Yeah, like
right, yeah, they know. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna shut off for an hour. Okay, yeah. And we're back.
Sit there and listen to Christmas music for a couple months, and you just get so. Working retail definitely ruins you for holidays. You know, like
yeah.
Yeah.
I was speaking of jobs and stuff. I used to work right across the parking lot at Blockbuster when there was a Blockbuster over there, and I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't think we did any real big Black Friday stuff, but working holidays definitely sucked. And
all the
Christmas movie clips shown on the TVs over and over and over again. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Did you work there up until it closed?
No, I worked there until I got more steady into my. I guess career, you could say. Like I was working there kind of through college, and eventually got into the substance abuse field, and just kind of transferred over to that. But
gotcha.
It was a good job. I definitely liked it. When
I always thought it'd be fun to work at like a thing, but then I'm sure it's like any job. You know, after a while, you're just like, okay, it's a job.
Yeah. I liked it. It was definitely a good job for me at that point in time. That was my dream job in high school.
Yeah.
I finally got it when I was like 18, I guess, when I finally graduated. But
I remember like being a kid, and then I was like, I always thought it'd be cool to like work at Schnucks and bag groceries because like I would like help out when and stuff, and then like then I that was actually my first job, and I was there for like maybe a month or two, and I was like, this job sucks. So I was like, they gave me like a shirt that was like a little too small, and I always wanted to make sure it was tucked in. So like anytime I ever reached down and grabbed bags, like the tail of my shirt came untucked, and then they're always like, tuck your shirt in.
It just disintegrates off.
Yeah. So
sorry.
And then like you had to go out and get carts all the time, and I was just like, this job's not all it's cracked up to be. I was
lied to.
Yeah.
When I was in, I think it was either kindergarten or first grade, I remember I wrote like a little like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And there's a place in North Carolina, I think it was North Carolina, called Food Lion, which is like Schnucks or whatever.
Yeah, they got, yeah.
Yeah.
And like Florida ones.
So my my career wish was to work at Food Lion so I could give my mom free groceries. Lo and behold, that's not really how it works. If you work there, you don't so much get free groceries. So it's good I didn't follow that career path, or my mom would have been really disappointed. And myself as well. So, with Halloween coming up, you got any favorite movies? Because, like, I used to be, like...
How long is this podcast supposed to be?
We can go, I mean, till this place is open 24 hours, so we can just go forever.
We got nothing to do.
Which one sucks more? Or which one's better? Which one sucks more? Which one's better? Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street? Or I'd Halloween, if you want to throw a third one in.
I'd say, in order, Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street. For whatever reason, I've never been a huge fan of Nightmare on Elm Street. I definitely like Freddy the character, but all the other kids and stuff just, I don't know, I never got attached to him, never saw the big deal.
I always liked Friday the 13th, but it scared the heck out of me when I was little. When I see that, I go, oh, it's on, but I wouldn't watch because it just scared the heck out
of me. There's some messed up stuff in there, too, like the chef, I think that's Friday the 13th, right? That's like trying to hit on the camper, the camp counselor girl. And she spills hot water all over him, boiling water.
Huh. Sounds right. See, it always stuck with me was the, and I don't remember which one because there's like 47 of them. It was like the one where like they're on a boat and they're like doing it, and then he takes like some kind of thing and stabs him and he twists it out, and that memory, that stuck with me forever. And it's like, I'm never getting on a boat. That's it.
I think for Halloween, like that John Carpenter music or whatever, like that, just that.
Yeah.
It's such a... That, you know, the score or whatever to the movie is so iconic, like it makes it just that even creepier and stuff. And like, I don't know. I mean,
I could never get into Halloween as much. Like now, I'd watch it, but I still just don't. For some reason, it doesn't.
I think compared to the others, it's definitely a lot slower, but probably a better made movie than the other ones.
What do you think of the Rob Zombie version?
They're all right. I like Rob Zombie, but
the first one,
they're all over the place. Like, manic, totally manic.
I think too. Whenever, and maybe they did do this, but like in the original ones, like they always had like, you know, and maybe it's from those movies where it developed like certain character types.
Yeah.
And now, like when they make them, you kind of know, like, okay, you got the nerdy guy who whatever. Yeah.
Have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
No.
Yeah.
They really exploit that. That was fantastic.
That was an interesting movie. That was it's kind of one of those movies that like. Once you've seen it, you've seen it. Well, like, you know, it's like I can still enjoy it, but there once you
the surprise
is
gone.
Once you get the twist, it's not as. But yeah, there's a couple of those.
I don't know if there's many movies that really like has scared me lately, or you know, since I've been an adult, quote unquote, whatever. You know, I don't know what it is, but I would still prefer the older ones, like those old classics. And even if they are cheesier at some point, I still have something about them that I...
Well, I think those movies did a really good job of building suspense and things. And, like, even, I don't know, just it's hard to, like, I guess, for new movies to do. Like, I mean, there's some that are still pretty good at it, but it's, like, but it's kind of hard to really do something good that hasn't been done because there's been so many things that have, you know...
And there's so many horror movies coming out.
Right.
Every week it seems like there's a new horror movie. And a lot of the mainstream ones are pretty good, like Insidious and Sinister and stuff like that. Even Paranormal Activity, I think, is fairly effective. But the suspense stuff, like, have you guys ever heard of Ty West? He makes kind of slow burn suspenseful movies. And I think they're on Netflix, but his first two major ones were The Innkeepers and House of the Devil. And there's another new one called The Sacrament that just got on Netflix. And all those are really good and really, really suspenseful.
I was trying to look on Netflix to see if there's any good. I mean, I know there are, but some good ones to just sit and watch. Because I'll get off work at like midnight and I'll be like, sometimes like when I'm at work, like, I just want to go and watch a scary movie. And then it's like 15 minutes after I'm home, I'm like, I'm sleeping. But like, that's one thing. I think, like, the only recently, and it's, I know it's been a while, but like, the Saw movie at first, like, and I know they made them a ton now, but like, the first one seemed really smart. I think they're right with Paranormal Activity, like that one. It just seems like once they start making sequels, they lose.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Paranormal Activity, I felt like really kind of.
Really tanks.
Well, I feel, mentioned Saw. The first one I felt was really good, actually, and then it's coming back to theater for the 10-year anniversary.
Really?
For Halloween.
10 years, jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The first one was really well done, I think. Second was pretty good, but then they messed up when they, like, killed off Jigsaw.
Yeah.
And then they were trying to, like, who's going to be the killer now kind of thing, and, like, people kept doing, like, so they should have kept Jigsaw alive longer to keep doing this stuff, and because, you know, when you kill your bad guy, then it wasn't as fun anymore. So
yeah, Scream was a good one too. I thought the original Scream.
Yeah. Scream. That was. I would have came out in '96, so I would have been 11 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. I remember I bought a Scream mask because I thought it would be cool, except I could never look at it.
Did it have, like, the pump? Like, I think my brother had one, like, you pumped and, like, the blood coming down.
I think we got that one later on, but yeah. not initially. I just remember I had to keep it in my parents' dresser in their bedroom because anytime I'd see it, I would freak out.
I think that was one that I wouldn't watch because, yeah, I was younger, too, and I just was like, that looks horrifying. Yeah. And even now, like, if I see it on, I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it. I don't know, but
I watched it a couple weeks ago. It holds up. It's really good.
That's awesome. I don't like being scared, but like it's a true like a really high marks if I can watch it. Like, shit, what the fuck? You know, if it's gonna shock or whatever. Like, so
yeah,
that's something that's you don't get that from the Christmas movies. Unless it's wasn't there a horror movie about Christmas?
Black Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was.
Who is directed by the same guy that directed A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been a trivia question.
Yeah.
Bam, there you go. Sequel. Sequel to A Christmas Story. This is what happens when you put me in that pink bunny outfit.
What's your favorite, like, cheesy, corny...
Off the top of my head, I'd have to go with Troll 2, probably. Yeah. I guess I was fairly late to the game because it with Troll 2 because apparently everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
But I only saw it for the first time maybe like a year ago and just instantly fell in love.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Have you guys ever seen Thanksgiving?
I have not.
It's a killer turkey and it's just basically a puppet. And there's like some really awesome catchphrases in it where it's like, gobble, gobble, motherfucker. And then it's so off the wall. There's like one point where like the chick's doing it with a guy, and then he kills the guy and starts doing it with the chick. And at the end, he's like, "You just got stuffed." And there's just like the most absurd. Like, I don't know if it's kind of trying to make fun of itself, but it's really trying to play off as like a real horror movie. But it's also just, I think it's so absurd. But me and my wife watched that one night in college, and we're like, "This is amazing" because it's so horrible.
One of my favorites are pretty much all of them in the Leprechaun series. Like,
I've never seen any of the Leprechaun movies.
They're creepy, but they are really corny and cheesy too. And like it's and there's a lot of those kind of lines like where you gotta laugh. Like
a lot of puns.
Yeah. There's especially like some of the later ones. I started getting like there's one like in Vegas that was pretty bad, and then there was I think there was like one in the hood or something like that.
I remember.
And,
I've never seen that on TV, I think.
Yeah, so those are pretty good to laugh at.
My only exposure to the Leprechaun movies is on the podcast, How Did This Get Made? I don't know if you guys listen to that, but it's got some comedians on it, Paul Scheer, some other people, but they talked about one of those Leprechaun movies. That sounds hilarious.
I always laugh. I still think of it a lot, too, is Wayne's World whenever, you know, he's doing, "I'm the leprechaun."
Stop, man. But I'm the leprechaun. They're making it. I think a new one's came out for Leprechaun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the guy from WWE, the little munchkin guy, that's been just a fun fact.
Yeah.
Bring more trivia.
My wrestling knowledge there.
We'll have to keep an eye on
it. Yeah, I think it sounds like it's supposed to be horrible. I don't know if it's probably straight to DVD, but yeah, the guy in WWE, his name's Hornswoggle, and he plays a leprechaun in the movie. So, fun fact. Probably going to be terrible.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I don't even know what the movie, but I just, my buddy Jeremy, he'd be a good one to talk to, but he's a, we had him on a while back for the Paranormal Task Force.
Oh,
He told us about his ghost hunting adventures and things, and... But he loves like B-rated horror movies and or even less rated horror movies.
CD
and he was telling me a story like about I think it was like Troll or one of those or something. It was something like that. Mm-hmm. And there was a part where like this guy, the character, the troll or whatever it was like in a go-kart and like jumped off of this ramp or something, and he said like, "It's Bruce Willis time," or something like that. Like, it had some kind of cheesy line. Like, I just thought that was funny. Bruce Willis time. Like,
Bruce Willis time. Jeez.
I guess I was at the height of Bruce Willis's Die Hard days and things like that and stuff. So.
Like, 30 years. He's Bruce Willis. Yeah. Oh. They probably won't be watching that movie, though, also. Right.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's right. So, anything else Halloween there? You said, we got costumes, and we got drinks and trivia questions, and trying to play Monster Mash and things. And
oh, Thriller Day.
I do have a Halloween playlist made up on Spotify. I don't know if that's going to be, like, I guess beforehand, like when people are sitting down and getting ready.
You just hit a key buzzword for Chris.
That's right, Spotify. Well, let me tell you about Spotify here. You can for a simple price. Of, I love Spotify. Is that, can you, like, I don't think Halloween music, it's not like Christmas music where you can just sit and listen to it. Can you listen to, like,
I can, only if it's, like, real songs. Like, I couldn't just sit and listen to the theme from the Halloween or The Shining over and over, but, like, I've listened to Thriller more in the last month than I have in any other month. But
The only two songs that come to mind are Thriller and Monster Mash. I mean, outside of, like, yeah, like I said, like,
the, let's open up this playlist and see what introduce we got.
Me. What was like an,
Somebody's Watching Me, also by, well, technically not by Michael Jackson, but.
Yeah. Whenever I go into, like, a Halloween store, I hear, what's that other song? You know, what's that other one song that plays in the
Purple
one?
People Eater? That
Purple
People
Eater, yeah.
The Ghostbusters theme.
Oh, yeah.
Adam's Family theme.
Yeah. A lot of themes.
Have you ever listened to, like, if you want to, like, do, if you're ever cleaning the house, if you want to feel epic, just listen to some John Williams. Like, you know, listen to, like, the Indiana Jones theme song or the Superman theme song. You're just like, this house is going to get so clean. I'm going to do so much work, and it's going to be epic and heroic. And then you're like, maybe not.
Yeah, I'm done.
The Jurassic Park theme cuts it off, and I'm like, okay, I'm cut it off.
What you got? You
there, yeah, there's a lot of themes, especially from TV shows and stuff, but like the True Detective theme, not really Halloween, but kind of dark and creepy. Little Red Riding Hood, one of the oldies. Let's see. House of the Rising Sun, more just kind of creepy. Bird and the Worm by The Used. Dragula.
Oh, yeah.
Night Call by Kavinsky, which is technically a song from Drive. Probably, if you've seen Drive, you'd probably recognize the song, but also kind of creepy. Newborn by Muse, which is in a really good horror movie called High Tension. Feed My Frankenstein. Don't Fear the Reaper. That's not really that Halloween. More entitled than anything else. Superstition by Stevie Wonder. Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's a good one.
What's High Tension about? Because it sounds really familiar.
High Tension is a French movie about a woman that goes to stay with her friend, I think, on summer vacation, like they're college students in France, and she's staying at this friend's parents' house, and this killer comes in, kills the whole family, kidnaps her, and is kind of her attempt to escape and get vengeance on that guy.
I think I've seen it, because I remember the French, is it French subtitles?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching it, and I was like, what are we doing? And then you're like, oh, this is fucking scary.
The climax towards the end, and the cover is the woman holding a, it's basically like a big stick wrapped in barbed wire.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass.
Is there anything about a semi-truck in that movie? I'm just making that up. I feel like it turns in.
That was Joyride.
There's a big truck. There is a truck involved. I don't know if it's a semi.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm just throwing.
She gets taken away in the back of a truck.
I'm just throwing keywords out there. Are there any dandelions?
Is it Duel?
In that movie? Yeah. Can you specify if there's a masked man in there? I knew it. I've seen that movie dozens of times. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I just wish I could celebrate. Do you have, like, any favorite Halloween, like, memories? Like going home, getting too much candy, and throwing up on your floor. Because I did that, and
I actually have never done that.
Little note: don't drink cherry high C.
Okay,
because it will ruin your floor, and then you have to put a Power Ranger mat over the top of it to cover it up.
Not any distinctive positive memories. I do remember one time, the neighbor across the street. They invited us over into their garage because they had it all decorated up, and some guy popped out of a coffin, scared me to death. And that's the biggest memory.
I don't know if I have any two, like, specific ones.
We used to have this old man, like, Halloween mask, I would put it on and I would wear it around I would, like, just dig it out of the closet randomly and put it on, and I would scare the shit out of my brother, and, like, I guess I did it so much, like, my dad ended up just, like, throwing it away, like, because he got tired of me scaring Dustin. Yeah. And
stop causing nonsense, son.
Go and wake him up in the middle of the night wearing the mask.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't get, like, where it all started, where, like, how guys want to dress like as scary as possible, and women want to dress like as slutty as possible, and like get a, I don't understand where that all started, but
I don't know. And I think guys are starting to get onto that too, like just cool costumes,
yeah,
yeah. Like. Mad Men, and,
yeah.
Yeah, or they go for like really clever, like this is really horrible. Who? Oh no, there's one I was reading on Reddit, and they're like, "What would be the good Halloween costume?" Somebody said, "I'm gonna dress like a clown and throw like nude pictures out of people for like the leaked things." And they're like, "Yeah, the only one really off limits anything with Robin Williams." I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it sounds like a lot of times they're like more clever, like reference to something,
yeah,
or whatever that's,
that's going on. I saw. One of those BuzzFeed videos, like, and it was like guys in slutty costumes and stuff. Like, it was like they were like
slutty construction workers.
It was like one was like a guy like in a football uniform, but he had like the, you know, like the low whatever high cut like jersey,
oh, yeah,
and stuff with his belly hanging out and stuff. And so they were trying to be like, you know, it was really quite funny.
I always love like the idea of dressing up. Like that's just like the one time you can just do,
yeah,
whatever. And
yeah.
I don't think I've ever taken full good. Like when I was little, I, you know, you saw always like a ninja or something cool,
yeah,
like that.
But I was
like,
always like, you know, like I played little league football, so I was like, I'll be a dead football
dead
player,
football player,
you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. Like, you know,
a dead whatever I already
a dead
have.
Whatever. Yeah. What did you do over there?
Yeah, we didn't have the money to go out and buy all the costumes, so we made our own. And so.
I was a dead karate guy one year because I took karate and I already had the
yeah,
gi.
Just as anything you can find, just say I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's,
yeah,
okay. That's really good. Good job.
Yeah, well, that's when you know
dead podcast.
You
walk around the mic.
That's when you got creative because you were, you know, you had to. You had to use your imagination because, but now you go, you know, to the store and they just. Everything, you know, and every single girl wants to be Elsa from Frozen this year and everything.
Or
stuff.
Some guys,
yeah,
because it's a great,
yeah,
movie,
yeah,
and you need to not worry about what people want to do. Stop judging them.
I'm sorry, Chris.
If Ricky, if Jen could, if my son could be Elsa or no, Anna, I'm sure my wife would dress him up as Anna, and he would be okay with it. He'd be,
yeah,
like, yeah, Frozen, awesome. I'm like, yeah, it's okay, whatever you want to do, son.
Who needs gender stereotypes?
As long as you're happy, I'll be Roloff. That's cool. That's cool.
I think, Stacy wants to be Maleficent this year, and I.
That'd be cool.
Is that
with the horns and everything?
Yeah,
that'd
what's
be
her name?
Awesome.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of Disney,
me and my wife have been doing couples costumes mainly since we've been together. Like, one year we were Kevin and the Bird Lady from Home Alone 2.
That's awesome.
We were Wednesday and Pugsley Adams one time. She was Amy Winehouse one year, and I was whoever's...
Cocaine.
Her boyfriend was at the time that nobody,
yeah,
knew.
Cocaine.
We went as each other one year, and that was fun. But yeah, I think this year might be the first that we're not really a couple's costume. We,
yeah,
might do our own thing, but we'll see.
That's
We'll have to come to the trivia night to find out.
Was that, so how do you, pull off Kevin? Would you just like have the coat and the backpack on? And
I had I think it's he's wearing like a red plaid shirt and a blue coat and kind of like corduroy pants, and we ordered a talk boy off of eBay.
Oh,
so
how much did that run, do you remember?
It was only like $20.
Well,
I think
I was just curious if
it wasn't
like
too bad.
$800,
yeah,
is this awesome talk
that's
boy.
A key that's
I think
key
it's still
prop,
in my
though.
Trunk actually. And that was like 5 years ago, but that was fun. And she was like, had a big trench coat on and a hat with a bird she got from Michael's on,
yeah,
the hat. It was pretty. It was that was probably my favorite.
Did
costume
people get
that
it? Like, did they pick up what
some
it was?
Some people did. Yeah. I remember we had to make like a beer run or something at some point through the night because we're at a party that night, and we were going into Schnucks, the one on Highway K in O'Fallon. And when we were walking in the store, this car drove by and the guy rolled down his window and yelled out, "Kevin and the Bird Lady!" It's like, yes,
like, yes,
I got it.
No,
yeah, no, you're absolutely.
We're hobos.
I'm just the winter child, and she's a pirate. Okay,
I'm yeah, from the '80s.
Yeah,
I'm like this is my.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking. And then they're gone already, so you can't even yell at them. It's gone. That's always like, yeah, I was like, had the idea that I want to be really clever with the Halloween costume, but I'm always just. Whether it's because I have to work or I'm just lazy, I'm like, I'll just be whatever. And just tell me what you want me to be and I'll do it.
We've done that plenty of times too. Like, I remember, because I really, really love Star Wars, and I have one of those, like, fairly nice lightsabers, like not the kind that telescope out, but that like is actually extended. And 1 year we didn't really feel like doing anything, so I took a black sheet, put that around me, and held the lightsaber, and I was Darth Vader.
There you go.
Probably the cheapest costume we've ever had. I guess not. Yeah.
I was always like, there's always stuff that I'm like, I really want to be like when I was little, but like now I'd want to be it, like Darth Vader, or like Ninja Turtle or something like that. And I was like, I love the guys that I think went trick or treating like whatever 4 or 5 years ago, and a guy walking around the neighborhood, and he had a like the full on stormtrooper outfit like that he rented for like $200. I'm like, I would absolutely like to do that, and then I wouldn't want to give it back because that'd just be cool, and I'd want to wear it around the house and just be like, "This is awesome."
It's just reminding me of a story. To get the proper version of the story, you should go buy his CD. But my friend Jeff Tate, professional comedian, he has a real funny bit in his act on his new album, and he went to it was like a college Halloween party. And so, like, I don't know if they were whatever it was, but all those big group of guys, they all dressed. So there was like they were all stormtroopers, and then one guy dressed as Chewbacca, and then like, and then they had him like, they were in like, you know, in handcuffs, like when they were and stuff.
Nice.
When they had him, and so like there was this whole thing, but Jeff used to do a lot of drugs, and like, and he saw that, and like on high one night. And so he like come in and like he tried to like kick the shit out of all these stormtroopers to rescue Chewbacca and stuff, and like it's so funny.
I just imagine like that going down. It's like, you can't take him.
It's like a 15-minute bit on a CD, and it makes me laugh so hard.
Chewie
so.
Growling in the background.
Yeah, right.
He's like, stop. I can't even do it. Yeah. That's one thing. When I yawn, I can do it. Chewbacca. That'd be sweet. Goodness. So I just kind of wrap up here because you're going to get some food here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Delicious steak and shake.
I have the shake that's, I think, is about ready to drink now.
you got the real ice cream, so it's cool. So it's the trivia night is November 1st, and is it the New Melody Sports and Recreation?
Correct.
Okay.
Technically, it's in Wentzville. It's right off of Highway AZ, I believe. So anybody in St. Charles County, not too far. And it's a cool little building, and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Free beer, too.
Free beer. There you go. I don't.
We should have started with
$20 a person.
Yeah, I'll say it's $20 a person. So there you go. So I mean, it's kind of free beer. Yeah, and you can dress up, which is awesome. Are you guys having like a Halloween like a costume contest or anything?
We are having a costume contest.
Remember you said that earlier.
The I don't think the prize has been determined for that yet, but for the trivia night, whoever wins the trivia night gets $300, and we're gonna have a bunch of other raffles and things. And some of that is still in limbo. Like, I'd really like to get a TV to give away either through a raffle or maybe like the prize for either the costume contest or like a bonus round of trivia, something like that. We'll see.
Are they doing any silent auction or anything like that?
I don't think we're going to do silent auction. I think it's going to be more like you buy raffle tickets and put your raffle tickets in whatever basket you want.
Nice. There we go.
That's a good deal. Well, it sounds like a blast. And like I said, I've never been to a trivia night, so maybe something I have to look into. I think it's that one is on a Saturday.
Day after Halloween.
I'll have to see if I can do it. I might have to. Because I feel like I'm missing too much working.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's cool to have money, but it's also better to have fun. So.
Right.
So who cares if I support people? It's cool. So, well, awesome. Matt, it was great talking with you. Good.
You too. Thank you very much.
I enjoy just talking Halloween. Now I want to go home and watch a movie.
Yeah.
But I got to figure out which one. So, again,
Troll 2.
Yeah. It's going to be Thanksgiving. Oh. That's what it is. I'm just going to have to do it. Rolls in both.
I think I'm going to go with Leprechaun.
Nice. Leprechaun.
There you go. Sweet. So, episode 23. Matt Black. Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.